Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into the Startup Playbook by David S. Kidder. Sophie, I have to ask, you've worked with a few founders, and this book is basically a secret language they all speak. Did it feel familiar, but did it surprise you?
Hey there, Sam. It surprised me, honestly. I mean, I knew there was a pattern, but Kidder went deep. He interviewed founders from Twitter, PayPal, Spanx, and the thing that struck me is how much they all think alike. It's not just about being smart or having a great idea. It's a whole mental framework.
Right? And he starts by totally dismantling the lone genius myth. That romantic image of someone in a garage with a world-changing idea? He says that's dangerous. The real founders are relentless learners, not know-it-alls.
Exactly.
They're not the smartest people in the room. They're the ones who are most willing to be wrong. And that leads to one of my favorite concepts in the book, failing forward.
Oh, I love that. It's not just a cliche about celebrating failure. He says real entrepreneurs hunt down bad news. They treat every mistake as a data point. Fail fast and cheap. Run experiments to disprove your assumptions. That's the scientific mindset.
And then he moves to the product itself. He borrows this question from Clayton Christensen. What is the job to be done? Customers don't buy products. They hire them to do a job in their lives. A milkshake isn't a beverage. It's a solution for a boring commute.
That reframing is so powerful. So instead of building what you think is cool, you become obsessed with the functional and emotional job your customer needs done. And from there, Kidder talks about the minimum lovable product.
Yes, that's a crucial evolution from the minimum viable product. A viable product is just good enough to test an assumption. A lovable product is so simple and elegant that it creates an emotional connection with early users. Those early adopters become your co-creators.
And then growth. But he reframes that too. He says the only metric that matters is retention. Not acquisition. Is your product becoming a habit? Are users coming back day after day? If not, no amount of marketing spend will save you.
So the playbook for growth is really a playbook for habit formation. You need to identify the trigger, the action, the reward, and the investment that makes users more likely to return. That loop is a self-perpetuating engine.
But a product is nothing without a team. And Kidder says hiring is the single most important thing a founder does. He advises hiring for values, not just skills. Look for learning animals, curious, humble, hungry to grow, and T-shaped people, deep in one area, broad enough to collaborate.
The emotional toll is something he handles with real honesty. It's a roller coaster of highs and lows. He talks about building a personal board of directors, a few trusted advisors for perspective, and practicing radical candor. Honest feedback without cruelty.
The most surprising part for me was the role of luck. Kidder says the most successful founders are luck magnets. They create conditions for serendipity, networking out of genuine curiosity, having a prepared mind that recognizes opportunity.
And then he culminates with the ultimate goal, not just to build a profitable company, but a lasting institution. The real prize isn't the exit. It's building something that outlives you. That shift from founder to leader, obsessed with culture and values.
So the book is really a mirror, forcing you to confront your own assumptions and fears. It's not a formula. It's a map drawn by people who've crossed the territory. My biggest takeaway? The founder's job is not to have all the answers, but to ask the right questions.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So that's the Startup Playbook, a raw, honest guide to the instincts that actually build something from nothing. We'll see you in the next one.